The most lethal and painful weapon a narcissist uses against you is abandonment. Abandoning you gives them a high they cannot get from anywhere else, because they see you squirm, they see you beg, they see you suffer while trying to get their attention, while trying to get their acknowledgement or validation, yet they do not give it to you. And one way they do this is by avoiding eye contact. Eye contact is extremely important when trying to have any form of communication or conversation with a person. Why? Because when you look someone in their eyes, they feel connected with you, they feel vulnerable, they feel listened to, and most importantly, they feel attuned with you, which induces co-regulation. Co-regulation makes you feel safe with the other person. You feel understood, and ultimately you feel all those feelings of warmth and acceptance. But when a narcissist withholds eye contact, doesn't look at you, doesn't look into your eyes when you are being the most vulnerable, when you are pouring your heart out, you feel frustrated, you feel stabbed, you feel attacked, and you feel totally devalued, abandoned, and left alone. Let's talk more about this in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to understand why a narcissist avoids making eye contact with you and how that impacts you. If that sounds interesting enough, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. To lay a strong foundation for this episode, we have to understand two things. One, narcissists are intimacy avoidants. Two, they do not form connections or attachments with other people. They are intimacy avoidants because they do not want to feel vulnerable. They do not want to be put in a weaker position. They do not want anybody to have control or power over them. They assume that by opening up to you, by showing you their vulnerable side, you might exploit them, which is a part of their projection. That is what they do with other people. Whenever someone opens up to them, they gather data and then change that into information which they weaponize against you, and then that is how they abuse you. They think everybody out there is like them. Everybody is trying to get them. Everybody out there is trying to attack them, and all of this is a part of their paranoid personality. They also do not make eye contact because by making so, they feel they could feel shame. A time comes in a narcissist's life where opening up or not opening up does not matter anymore, because their emotional body is dead, meaning they do not feel all the emotions like non-narcissists do, such as sadness, happiness, guilt, compassion, kindness, love, empathy, and all those feelings. The only feeling they feel is shame. That's why they're also shame avoidance. They don't want to go in there. And if they ever are made to feel shame, they react aggressively. Anger is their second go-to emotion. Extremely sadistic narcissists withhold eye contact on purpose because they know that is what you need. That will make you feel seen, listened to, cared for, validated. And they do not look at you because they know by not looking at you, you'll keep coming back for more, and then they'll keep withholding more, and they'll keep you more thirsty, only to give you a drop here and a drop there to just breadcrumb you and to trauma bond you and never satiate you. Not making eye contact is also a form of devaluation. When trying to have a conversation with them, they look sideways, they look down, they look at something else, they may talk with someone else, they'll be all the time distracted or stone-like, only to make you feel you're banging your head against a wall. All of which is to prove they take pleasure from your pain. And this is the biggest reason why you should never go back, and why you should not try to revive them. There is no one to bring back to life. Now, let's talk about the second thing. They do not form connections or attachments with other people. They were never connected with you. They were never there for you. You fell in love with an illusion. I say that all the time. And you need to deeply embody and understand that to set yourself free. You need to understand that as a child, the narcissist chose the easier way, which is to unalive all the emotions that could make them feel vulnerable. And one of the things they got rid of was dependency, emotional dependency on someone else. They become avoidance, as I was explaining earlier. And then two, their nature became that of a predator who never gets attached to its prey. They are there in the relationship with you only for one reason, and that is to feed off you. That is to extract supply. That is the only purpose, as difficult as that might be to accept for you. You have to let that fact make itself home in here, because that will help you become more objective towards the situation. They have zero empathy for your emotions, for your suffering. They want you to keep defending yourself. They want you to keep justifying all the things they blame you for doing. They want you to keep explaining. They want you to keep going in deep and trying to show them why they should give you and this relationship a chance. That keeps you in the loop. They enjoy the show. They enjoy it because they're extracting negative fuel from it. Negative fuel is a combination of all the heavy emotions that you feel because of them, such as anger, frustration, resentment. They like it when you scream. It is their game that you are playing when you are doing all of that. Now that we know and understand that they do not have any attachments with you, it makes sense why they would not want to make eye contact. And not making eye contact is a part of their grandiosity as well. They feel entitled to devalue you and to discard you in those moments when you are pouring your heart out to them. They think they're doing you a favor by just being there, but they don't need to look at you because you're way down there. One thing to remember here is that not all narcissists do this. Some narcissists will look you into the eye and you'll feel you are looking into pure emptiness, or their eyes may look very black, cold, and emotionless. That is different. So just keep that in mind. If the narcissist who hurt you made eye contact, does not necessarily mean they're not a narcissist because they did not do this one thing. So in conclusion, they do everything in their capacity to make you feel worthless. Not making eye contact, it just one of those things. It's never your fault. There is nothing wrong with you. It is how you are seeing it. Let me know how this episode was in the comments below. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.